This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. National Assembly endorses all five replacement bills with majority of votes. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli addresses House of Representatives and National Assembly separately, vows legal action against all responsible for violent demonstrations held by former King supporters at Tinkune on Friday. Prime Minister Oli embarking official visit to Thailand tomorrow, scheduled to address BIMSTEC summit on 4th of April, and French far-right leader Marine Le Pen barred from running for public office for 5 years after found guilty of embezzling European Union funds. Now the news in detail. The National Assembly has endorsed all five replacement bills with majority of votes. A session of the upper house of the Federal Parliament today passed the bills as announced by National Assembly Chair Naren Prasad Dahal. The bill to amend some Nepal acts relating to the promotion of good governance and public service delivery 2081, the bill to amend some of Nepal acts related to cooperatives 2081, the Economic Procedure and Fiscal Responsibility First Amendment Bill 2081 were passed following the close-wise deliberations on them. Similarly, Bill on the Privatization First Amendment Bill 2081 and the Bill to amend some Nepal Acts relating to improving the economic and business environment and promoting the investment 2081 were passed by the upper house of the Federal Parliament. These bills will now be sent to the House of Representatives, the lower house, for further proceedings. The next meeting of the National Assembly has been scheduled on the 7th of April. Meanwhile, the House of Representatives has unanimously passed the First Amendment Bill related to the Constitutional Council, duties, functions, rights and work procedure. With the passage of the bill, the way has been cleared for the appointment of office bearers of the constitutional bodies. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli pledged to take stringent action against everyone guilty in the Tinkune incident on Friday. Addressing today's meeting of the House of Representatives, the Prime Minister said the protest rally held at Tinkune of Kathmandu on Friday in support of the former king was against the constitution. Prime Minister Oli stated that the former king was also responsible for the Tinkune incident and expressed his determination that action would be taken against all those involved in the incident. According to the Prime Minister, though the government was serious about the Tinkune incident, it had not imagined such a violent incident as one of the parties in the parliament was participating in the protest rally of the pro-monarchists at Tinkune. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli said the protest by opposition parties over the government's decision to discontinue Kulman Ghishing as the managing director of Nepal Electricity Authority, NEA, has obstructed the parliament's major business. Addressing the House of Representatives and the National Assembly meeting separately today, the Prime Minister said the parliament hours should be spent on enacting laws instead of obstructing it over the status of an employee. The Prime Minister said that the line minister holds the right to continue or discontinue the employee based on merits and demerits. On the same occasion, Speaker Devraj Khemre informed the parliament about an arrest of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party's lawmaker Dhaval Shamsher Rana on the charge of committing an offence against the state. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has briefed the parliament about his impending official visit to Thailand and his participation in the Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation BIMSTEC Summit. Addressing a meeting of the House of Representatives today, he said that Nepal's Prime Minister is making an official visit to Thailand for the first time after 65 years of establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. Prime Minister Oli is paying an official visit to Thailand from tomorrow on Tuesday. Prime Minister Oli said that this visit would be significant in the context of no official visit having taken place to Bangkok, which is the gateway for Nepalese to countries other than the immediate neighboring countries. Prime Minister Oli is scheduled to address the BIMSTEC summit on the 4th of April. During the visit, Prime Minister Oli will hold meetings with the King of Thailand and his Thai counterpart. A total of 8 MOUs will be signed during the visit. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हर एक टिप को लागी सब पैक यही पाए जहाँ जाऊँ कनेक्टेड रहोस इंटरनेट में सब कर दोस
डेटा वॉइस एसएमएस
सब इस बटन में पाउनोस
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को सहूलियत दर का पैकेज और खरीद करना *14#* टाइल करने होस
नेपाल टेलीकॉम राष्ट्र को संचार
वेलकम बैक नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज Public Service Broadcasting Radio Nepal today organized a modern song competition on the occasion of its 75th anniversary. In the singing competition, Sangwa Sabha's Paresh Rai won the first prize of 40,000 rupees. Kathmandu's Deepika Shrestha bagged the second prize of 30,000 rupees. Similarly, Udaipur's Purna Bahadur Bika won the third prize of 20,000 rupees. Chandi Prasad Kafle has won the category of Best Musician and bagged 25,000 rupees. Hom Neopane became the Best Lyricist and won 25,000 rupees. The competition featured 20 modern songs by selected artists, celebrating Nepal's musical talent as part of the Diamond Jubilee festivities. All the winners will be felicitated on Wednesday, the Diamond Jubilee ceremony of Radio Nepal. On the occasion, Chief Guest Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung emphasized Radio Nepal's role in promoting national unity through its broadcasts. In his address, Minister Gurung urged Radio Nepal to prioritize information dissemination that strengthens national unity. Dr. Mahendra Bista, Executive Chairman of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, highlighted efforts to transform Radio Nepal into a citizen-centric platform that focuses on national unity, disaster response and prosperity. Communication Ministry Secretary Radhika Arial paid tribute to contributors across Radio Nepal's elaborate history, while Postal Service Director General Manamaya Bhattarai Pangeni expressed pride in issuing a postal stamp featuring Radio Nepal's logo. Bishnu Ram Neopane, the officiating Chief Administrative Officer of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, has been appointed as the Acting Chief Administrative Officer of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal. Neopane, who has more than 30 years of experience in Nepal television, is an engineer by profession. He has a master's degree in technology and satellite communication from Andhra University of India and an EMBA in management from Pokhara University. The meeting of the Board of Directors of PSP Nepal held last Friday appointed him as the Acting Chief Administrative Officer. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. A French court has imposed a jail sentence on far-right leader Marine Le Pen and barred her from seeking public office after it found her guilty of embezzling European Union's funds, according to Al Jazeera. The Paris court ruled that Le Pen used more than 3 million euros of European Parliament funds to pay members of her national rally RN party. In sentencing, the chief judge announced that the nationalist politician would be allowed to run for office for 5 years, effective immediately. Rather, in sentencing, the chief justice announced that the nationalist politician would not be allowed to run for office for 5 years, effective immediately. A 4-year jail sentence was also imposed, with 2 years suspended and the remaining 2 to be served using an electronic tag rather than in custody. She was also ordered to pay a fine of 100,000 euros. Myanmar's military leadership has declared a week of national mourning as It says more than 2,000 people have died in the country following Friday's powerful earthquake. The UN has made an urgent appeal for $8 million as aid groups warn of a worsening humanitarian crisis in the war-torn country, with hospitals damaged and overwhelmed. Myanmar's military leaders are still carrying out airstrikes against an armed resistance they have been fighting for 4 years. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Koshi Province and Gandaki Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. National Assembly endorses all five replacement bills with majority of votes. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli addresses House of Representatives and National Assembly separately, vows legal action against all responsible for violent demonstrations held by former King supporters at Tinkune on Friday. Prime Minister Oli embarking official visit to Thailand tomorrow, scheduled to address BIMSTEC summit on 4th of April. And French far-right leader Marine Le Pen barred from running for public office for 5 years after found guilty of embezzling European Union funds. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.